Now, here's a thought. It's January. It's cold and it's grey. We're locked down in the middle of a raging pandemic. But don't go hiding under the bed covers in despair. Have you noticed? There's a grand owl stretch in the evenings. Wouldn't that cheer your heart? And here's the man who's given the owl stretch a loyal Twitter following, Eivor O'Hanlon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how did the grand owl stretch end up online?
Well, it was a personal project of mine a few years back. I was constantly getting reminded on the day after the solstice of how the grand stretch was, and I felt it was a little bit of a not so funny joke anymore. So I decided to set up the Twitter account to post the actual length of the stretch in the evening, which would be measured in seconds in December, into the timeline of those who were sending me the joke, and so it started from there. So every day at sunset, I have a little Twitter bot posting the size of the grand stretch in the evening, all through the year.
And does it cheer you up?
Well.
The owl stretch.
Personally get yeah. The owl stretch itself. Yes, I do. There's always it's always great to be coming into the new year and just to see the evenings get brighter and to the feeling of the freedom that you know is coming later in the year.
I love, particularly working the earlies again, I love the owl stretch in the morning, and you have to wait till you're well into January, don't you, before you start getting that?
Well, it so happens it doesn't actually start to get earlier until the very last day of December. So the mornings kind of tend to get darker through December right to the very end. And it's only at the start of January that it starts to pick up again.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, we celebrate the solstice. So many of us were looking at those pictures of Newgrange online this year, and we were lucky. There was a couple of days when you could actually see the sunshine. So even in, you know, these times of Twitter and all the rest, we're still looking at the skies. We're still looking for the sunlight.
Yes, yes. And I find, like, after the last number of years, the level of engagement with the account is very much around looking forward to the days brightening and looking forward to the post-Christmas period when there's really nothing else going on except the anticipation of spring and the anticipation of the days getting brighter and the fun that that'll bring when it can be realised.
Reasons to be cheerful. Give us the Twitter address, because you've spelt stretch as she should be pronounced. Isn't that right, Eivor?
Exactly. So it's the owl stretch. I grew up very close to County Roscommon, so I took on the pronunciation that I had grown up with back then.
So make sure you put that stretch in your stretch. Okay, Eivor O'Hanlon, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.